Continental Broadcasting Corporation, from its studios in Hollywood, California, presents now the two Daffodils, Duke Atterbury and Ken Gillam, in 15 minutes of go-as-you-please hilarity. On my right, introducing Duke Atterbury. And on my left, Ken Gillam. Are you ready, boys?
Yes, Professor.
Let's go.
Hooray, General Percy.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy's valet speaking at you. Our first number this evening will be a beautiful ballad entitled A Bird in the Hand is Bad Table Manners. You sing, don't you, Ken?
Sing?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, Duke, my friends tell me I sing just like a nightingale.
Just like a nightingale.
Yeah, would you like to hear me?
Yeah, I would. Would you sing a little for us?
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, let's chop. In your dreams, it always seems I hear you calling to me. Now, in all of my dreams...
Just a minute, please. You know, you may sound like a nightingale to your friends, but you sound more like an Airedale to me.
Oh, you don't like my singing, is that it?
No, I don't. I think there's something wrong with your pipe.
What do you mean, pipes, Duke?
Don't you know what pipes are?
No, I don't.
Listen, what is it that runs around under your kitchen sink at home?
Runs around under the sink at home, huh?
That's it.
I know that. I'm not that dumb, thank goodness.
You're not that dumb? Well, what is it?
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Boy, if you live until morning, I'll be to blame. And I'm supposed to do a little Spanish dance next, folks, but I'm really too tired. I'm going to sing a brand new number entitled, When the Rollers Call Up Yonder, What'll We Dunk in Our Coffee?
That's the question. What will we dunk in our coffee?
Yes, sir.
Say, Kenny.
Yeah?
I called on a certain girl about a week ago. Thought that I'd surprise her with the tickets for a show. When I reached her home, sweet home, gee, it was raining so. She said, dear, let's stay right here. Do you think that I said no?
No, but what I want to know is this, Duke. Did she talk on books and such?
Did some talking, but not much.
Oh, boy, how it was raining.
And did she show you through her flat?
No, we stayed where we were at.
Oh, boy, how it was raining. And was her parlor cozy? Was it comfy and cute?
Boy, she had a Morris chair that sure was a beaut.
Say, was it made of solid oak?
Must have been. It never broke.
Oh, boy, how it was raining.
On your lap, I'll bet she sat.
Not at first, but after that.
Oh, boy, how it was raining.
And did she say, now, stop that, dear?
No, she didn't.
Ain't that queer.
Oh, boy, how it was raining. It was nearly 3 a.m. The clock told you so.
She said, dear, it's getting late. Perhaps you'd better go.
And just as you were at the door?
Hubby walked in 6'4".
Oh, boy, then I saw lightning.
You know something, Duke?
What? No?
You sing pretty well. I never knew you could sing like that.
Yeah, you know, I could be with the Grand Opera Company if I wanted to.
You could?
Yeah, but their trunks are too heavy.
Oh.
You know, I not only sing, but I recite, too, said he.
Oh, you recite, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, you know, and I feel a little poem coming on right now.
Oh, a poem. Huh?
Yeah, and if you play some soft music,
soft
music, I know my poem will go over with a bang, said he.
A little soft music, sure,
yeah,
I'll do that.
Sure.
Go right into it, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I would I were a farmer when the oatmeal bushes bloom and a scent of new-mown sandburrs permeates the velvet gloom. Say to see the chocolate bushes and watch the prune trees grow and the cunning little cigarettes all blooming in a row. Ah, how nice to wander daily through those fields of grape nut trees and the smell of ripening vinegar upon that evening breeze. You know, to hear the rabbits singing at the first dark streaks of morn and hear the froggies twitter among those trees, pal. Those trees of rustling corn. If I were but a farmer, then through all the fields I'd sow seeds of succotash, and I'd watch the pickles waving to and fro. I'd stray among the ketchup vines, you know, that wave their silver plumes. Ah, pal. You know, I would I were a farmer, and the sweet vanilla blooms. The noise you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, was the poem Going Over with a Bang. Next on the program, folks, will be a saxophone solo, which we will postpone indefinitely. And instead you will be amused by our unmasked tenor, Senior Kenneth Gillam. I might add that the senior scene has made him very popular. In fact, he's made him so popular that he's been taken up by society, the Humane Society. Senior Gillum will sing for his first number that beautiful tango entitled, I'm Just a Little Piece of Dandruff Trying to Get Ahead. Sing it, pal.
Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
I'm up here in the bug house. My brain is in a rut. The keeper says I'm crazy, but he is off his nut. I'm just as sane as you are, and I can prove it, too. For when you hear my lullaby, you'll know I'm not cuckoo. Oh, I was born at night one morning, the whistles rang boom, boom. I boil a cake and drink a steak when the mud pies are in bloom. It's six and six are nine, cause ice come from a mine. Then old Black Joe was an Eskimo and porks from a porcupine. A pig or cow can bark me out, but a goldfish likes to sing. I saw a frog swim up a log, but he fell and broke his wing. I know that camels fail to see that we get honey from a flea, that every horse can climb a tree on the road to Mandalay. I fear no one. Come home, son. We have a new district attorney.
He can't sing higher, folks, but his eyes always pop out.
What's that crack? You put your shoes on and get out of here. They call me King Napoleon, but I'm not him at all. I came from North Dakota down south in old St. Paul. I'll sue them all for slander. I'll make each one repent. For how can I be Bonaparte when I'm the president? Oh, I shoot the chutes and paper boots and the clouds are shining bright. I'll row a boat and milk a goat, but I won't canoe a kite. If France is in Japan, this milk come from a fan. And Paul Revere was fond of beer, and so was your old man. A flapper's knees are bound to freeze if her fur coat isn't hot. I know that things are come to do if thing isn't hot. I know an ostrich has no chest, that grandma never wore a vest, that elephants fly them to their nest. From a country tis a vow.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that was not Lawrence Tibbetts.
Yes, sir.
No, that was Kenneth Gillum singing at you.
Duke?
Huh?
Pardon me. Do you mind if I interrupt here?
No, certainly not. It's every man for himself. If you see an opening, let's jump in.
Well, it won't help you any socially, but I want you to know that every morning, without fail, I read Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's great. My sister rides a bicycle, and that makes us even.
And believe it or not, Duke, this afternoon with my own bright and shining eyes, I saw a baby. Think of it. A little baby drinking elephant's milk.
Just a moment, please. You mean to stand there with your teeth in your mouth and tell me that you saw a baby drinking elephant's milk?
That's just what I mean, pal.
Say, that's terrible. Tell me, whose baby was it?
The elephant's.
The elephant's. Oh, would anyone else like a nice cup of hot fish? Just a minute, Kenny.
Don't interrupt me,
no,
please.
Listen,
I mean, I'm
surprise.
Trying to play.
This
yeah.
is surprising me. I didn't know you played the piano. Tell me, do you play by ear?
No, they're not long enough.
They're not long enough.
No.
Now, listen, you know, I have a favorite piece that I'd like to hear. It's Home Sweet Home. Do you know that?
Home Sweet Home?
Yeah, a little old, but I like it.
Well, that's a little old, but I'll try it.
Thanks.
Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, Home Sweet Home. Nothing sacred, pal.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
No, I tell you, you know, I hate to keep stopping you all the time, but that was terrible.
Well, boy, I can't help it. I have a terrible home.
Oh,
now,
a terrible home.
Go away and don't bother me anymore. Is there something else I can play for you, Duke?
Yeah, will you play it?
Yeah, what is it?
Play Dead, will you?
No, I'd rather play the 12th Street Rag.
Oh! Good, Kenny. Very good and very reasonable.
Yes, sir, and to think my friends laughed when I sat down to play.
What was wrong?
There was no stool there.
There was no stool there. Hey, listen, Kenny. One question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the building and loan?
Yeah, I believe in the building and loan, all right. Yeah, sure.
Well, you get out of this building then and leave me alone. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, next on the program will be an oboe solo, which we will omit. Instead, we will sing a little song that Kenny wrote, a very pretty little number, entitled, Heavens Will Protect the Working Girl, but who will protect the poor guy she's working? Oh, who will protect the...
I often wonder.
Hokey pokey, diddly rum, Derby, that's where we came from. It's a school way down in Tennessee.
Bado, 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 do, do.
Some folks think it's mighty slow, still it has its push and go, and it's plenty fast enough for me. Oh, there was a man in Derby Town as strong as any ox. They say the reason was because he never changed his hokey-pokey-diddledy-rum. He never changed his mind. He said, I'm strong because I'm always drinking pickle brine. Glencha, in your dreams it all your green
no,
hat,
Kenny.
Your wonder what
no,
is
No, wait
it?
A minute. I thought we had that Valencia stuff settled.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe you are wrong. Listen, are you any good at riddles?
Riddles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like riddles, too.
You know what my girl said to me last night?
What's that?
You know what my girl said to me last night?
No.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, whoa. I don't get it.
Now Mary had a little clam, was served upon a shell. She ate the shell and not the clam, and now she feels like hokey pokey diddly rum. There ain't no more to tell. The lamb ain't got no Mary and the clam ain't got no shell. Listen to the mockingbird. Oh, choo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, Duke,
pardon me, no, what brought that up?
Listen, you told me a riddle, and now I'm going to do you a favor and tell you one.
It's no favor, but tell one.
All right. Listen, do you know what has four legs and stands in a barn and can see just as well at both ends?
Boy, that is funny. Now, I'll tell one.
No, try it, Duke.
But has four legs, it stands in a barn, and can see just as well at both ends.
Yeah, that's it.
I bet the answer's funny.
What
is it?
It's a blind horse.
A blind horse. Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, I should be.
For the past 15 minutes, you have been entertained by the two daffodils, Duke Atterbury and Ken Gillum. The program emanating from the studios of the Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California.